God from St. Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Elijah was a powerful prophet of God, sent at a crucial time in Israel's history to face the persecution of God's people brought about by King Ahab and his wicked queen Jezebel. The Bible says, "Ahab did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. He took as his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him." Ahab and Jezebel established the pagan worship of the false god Baal among the very chosen people of God. They attacked and killed the true prophets of God and tried to destroy the true religion. But Elijah challenged 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Baal didn't answer the cries of his prophets to send down fire on the altar, because Baal isn't a real god at all, but an imagined figure from their mythology. Elijah doused the altar and the sacrifice with gallons and gallons of water, and the God of Israel showed himself to be the true God. The Bible says, "The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench." Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." God used Elijah, the great prophet, for his good purposes and to comfort his people. John the Baptist was another powerful figure. He stood up to wicked Herod Antipas and opposed and exposed his crime of taking his brother's wife. John would not be silenced. He kept reminding Herod what he had done wrong. And later he was even beheaded by Herod. And John had a large following of disciples. Multitudes were coming to him, the Bible says, to be baptized. But even those multitudes he confronted with their sins, and he urged them to repent. John calls himself the voice in the wilderness, in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, a messenger preparing the way for the Lord. John's message of repentance was strong and powerful. And Jesus himself says, "Among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." But when Christ came, people turned to him instead of John the Baptist. John's disciples wondered what to think of this. So they said to John, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." And John reminded his disciples that he had never claimed to be the Christ or the Messiah. He pointed them to Jesus, to go to Jesus as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And now in our text, Jesus asks his own disciples what people's thoughts were. "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." People were making strong comparisons. But none of them really matched who Jesus really is. Elijah and John performed great deeds because they received power from God. But Jesus was greater. Jesus had power of his own because he is God. This is exactly according to God's plans and prophecies. Throughout the centuries of the Old Testament, God sent prophecies and reminders that Savior was coming to pay for the sins of the world. Mighty heroes led God's people and obeyed his commands. Noah prepared the ark before the flood. Moses brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. Joshua conquered Jericho and Canaan. The book of Hebrews goes on to list many others, saying that they, through faith, subdued kingdoms, did righteous deeds, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. All of these great heroes of the Bible are but a foreshadowing to the great hero who healed the sick, raised the dead, and cast out demons by his own divine power and authority as the Son of God. And finally, then, he defeats Satan by dying on the cross and rising again the third day. God himself becomes our hero, the one who fights for us and defeats our enemies, even the enemies inside us, our sin, our wickedness, and our guilt. And so Jesus asks his own disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Along with Jesus' disciples, we also believe that Jesus is God himself, the creator and redeemer of the world. And because Jesus is God, he has power over all things, even over Satan. And so in our Lenten meditations, we consider this crucial work of our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that he overcomes the devil for us. He frees us from harm and from fear. Satan will still roar and rage, but he is defeated and cannot harm us who believe in God's promises and salvation through Jesus. God gives us weapons to protect and defend ourselves. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan himself, he defeated Satan through the word of God. When he cast out demons, when he calmed the storm, when he healed the sick, when he raised the dead, it was through his mighty and powerful word. We gather here to hear and learn that powerful and mighty and saving word of God, to be strengthened in faith, to have God continue to keep Satan away from us, to hold his powers at bay. The word of God is truth. The knowledge of the true God is powerful. And Jesus says, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Through our baptism, we are made children of God, and Satan has no more claim on us. By God's power and grace, the prince of darkness must depart. Through God's word, we receive faith and are promised eternal life. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The message of the cross, though it may be foolishness to those who are perishing, to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The gospel of Christ is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and you shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.